Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Let it play. Let me turn it up a little bit.
We recognize that the kingdom of this world is become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever and ever and ever. We praise you, King of glory. We praise you, Prince of Peace. We lift our voice to heaven. We praise your name. You reign forever. You reign forever.
We need it.
set that? Do you know how to do it? To start recording? Topic, amen, and the enemy is attacking others, everybody, pertaining to this message on oppression, amen. I know that more people should show up. I'm just going to come help you for just the sake of, just to make sure, amen. We want to thank everyone for joining in on our radio show, amen. We're just trying to give some people time to get here. They were stuck by the train, amen, hallelujah. I just want to thank you all again for joining in on Apostle Dobbins. This is There's Way Out Ministries Friday Night Miracle Service. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight's topic is Oppression Part 2. Amen. Power to suppress power. Amen. So the only power that can suppress the suppressor is the power from on high. This is what really encouraged me when I was studying this yesterday and this morning. Amen, that we have to begin to really realize that we do have power. We say we have power, but we got to begin to realize that we have power. There's a lot of good nuggets in this. Amen. And you can leave them because I might put it back on. To suppress means to put under oppression, to be tortured by the devil, beyond human comprehension. Amen. Suppress. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me say that one more time. Suppress, it means to put under oppression, to be tortured by the devil beyond human comprehension. It also means to forcibly put to an end. Some synonyms of oppress, of suppress, means to subdue, to repress, to crush, to quell, to quash, to squash, to stamp out, and to defeat. So let's go to Luke 24 and 49. Luke 24, 49. Luke 24:49. It says, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." Amen. And so also Acts 1:8, it says that, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Amen. So one of the greatest weaknesses of modern-day Christianity is powerlessness. The enemy is aware of this, and he is using it to terrorize and oppress us. Do you know that when a greater power comes across a smaller power, the smaller power bows? Do you believe that if you have the power to operate at a certain level of authority, the devil and his agents will be subject to you? Amen. Do you believe that if you have the power to operate at a certain level of authority, that the devil and his agents will be subject unto you? Amen. So we know that the Word of God says that he gave us power in Luke 10 and 19, and I know I hit that on last week. But this is the thing, is the devil has no new tricks, and we have to continue to, amen, remind ourselves of that. Luke 10 and 19, it says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, amen, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Amen. Amen. So he's given us power over all power. We have been given that power. We've been granted that, but it's up to us. Once we have received the Holy Spirit, we have power.
to cast out devils, speak with new tongues, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Amen. To lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, to cast out devils.
Amen.
Amen. So we must understand the fact that every other organization or institution, there is a hierarchy in the school of power. There is the topmost level, which is God Almighty, followed by his son, Jesus Christ, who is followed closely by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is a trinity which simultaneously operates at a level or magnitude of power that is incomprehensible to human knowledge. Mm-hmm. Just like when Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you think I am?" And Peter responded, "Jesus, the Son of the Most High God, the Messiah." Mm-hmm. Jesus said that this was not revealed to Peter by man, but by God. So the only power, again, that can suppress the suppressor is the power from on high.
Amen.
Amen. So for you to have a clear understanding of the principle of power, we must move closer to God. The closer we move closer to God, the more we can experience and exercise his divine authority. The farthest person from the power of God is the devil. So God is at an extreme. God is at one extreme, and the devil is at the other extreme. And this is African text. So the devil would try to prevent us from receiving power from God by enticing you with the cares of this world. Amen. The girl said she got stopped by the train. The phone wouldn't connect to the our app that we use.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Whatever he gives you now is only a facade or a mirage. Amen. After a while, it disappears and you are in trouble. We have to decide to follow Jesus. And the key in this is his power, so we can experience him as the great I am that he is, because he is great I am.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why it's not more people here, but I'm glad you're here. And I don't have to preach to 1,000. I just got to get this out in obedience, because oppression cannot have us.
Amen.
And no, I don't know where it is, but this is going to be ministered again. Amen.
Amen.
I was on Wednesday's live, and I was teaching on the apostles, and the TV came on all by itself. The remote was on the table by itself. I was on the other side of the living room, and the TV was away from the remote, and the doggone TV came on by itself. TV had been off at least for 2 hours because I was meditating.
Uh-huh.
So the enemy is alive and well. Why he think he can be floating around in my atmosphere,
right.
I mean, I don't know. And I don't know of a glitch that flows like that in electronics.
Right.
Amen. And so it was a distraction. The thing was, I was live.
Amen.
And this week I will have that TV unplugged.
Amen.
I'm like, what the? I will unplug
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
I will unplug you. I unplug you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. So we need to have that clear understanding. The devil will try to prevent us from receiving the power and from using the power with the cares of this life. Things begin to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good thing I have my phone off today. Everybody know I love my great nephew. I love him, and I will stop doing what I'm doing to go get him. You know, and I shut my phone off. And I did shut my phone off, so I didn't get a call. If I did get a call, it didn't come through, because my phone, because you got to have, sometimes you got to steal away. He was running a fever or whatever. Then when my phone was back on, and I was due studying and just finished my message, my cousin called and came back. Amen. So it stopped me from doing some things, but I could catch it back up when I get home.
Amen.
Amen. It wasn't nothing to do with my message tonight, because I'm determined. I'm getting my
Amen.
Message done.
Amen.
No matter what. Amen.
Amen.
And so the person who operates in the heavenlies is stronger than the person who operates down here or underneath the earth.
Amen.
Or in the sea, I said.
Amen.
Amen. So, the person on earth can experience the power from on high if he chooses to serve God. He can decide to be deceived by the power from below, which is determined to lure mankind from God in order to kill man's eternity. The devil has no new tricks. Satan's job is to steal, kill, and to destroy us.
Uh-huh.
And it's not going to change.
Yeah.
Until Jesus comes. Either we got to realize what he's doing and realize what God is trying to get us to do.
Amen.
I mean, the nations, that's a big job. Whatever he's calling you to do, I'm sure you're looking at it like, that's a big job.
Amen.
But I'd rather do the big job than not do nothing at all and be in rebellion.
Yes, yes.
The way I feel about it.
Yes.
So the only power that can suppress the suppressor is a power from on high. When Jesus was crucified, amen, the state of his disciples was sorrowful. They was upset. Peter went back to fishing. Thomas, the I am a scientist, I am an honest and logical doubter, said he saw Jesus dying on the cross. He was there, and Jesus said he would come back, but He said, until I see him and put my finger in the holes in his hands, I won't believe that he lives. So they went back to doing what they was doing. Right now, in these last evil days, praise God, we don't have time to go back and do what we was doing.
That's right.
Because the devil is here, amen, trying to get us to be out of position.
Yeah.
So the disciples of Jesus were like the sheep whose shepherd had been killed and they had to scatter. They behaved as if they had never known Jesus, the Messiah. Amen, we don't have time for that.
Amen.
Now get this, once the power of God comes into your life, you are a winner.
Amen.
You are a winner.
Yes.
You are a winner.
Amen.
Amen. Now, it says, the reason why something is threatening you in your dream or someone issued a curse upon you and it is working is that there is no power in you. Anytime a greater power comes against a lesser power, the lesser power must bow as a matter of necessity. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
If something going on, how can you be oppressed in your dream? Now, I remember I would wake up sweating sometimes. I felt like I was running from something or something was coming, and I would wake up, and I would be sweating like anxiety would be trying to attack me, and I would say no in Jesus' name.
Uh-huh.
I would just say no, you know, and command it to go or whatever. You know, I'm not just going to give in to nothing like that. Amen?
Amen.
So this man, he gives a lot of scenarios. I'm going to give a short one. A lady took her fiancé home to introduce to her father. The father ran inside the room and brought out a cutlass. Now, a cutlass is, now I put all this stuff in my notes. Now, this is another way for me to do things that I'm not generally used to doing. I'm used to having all my stuff in one place.
Amen.
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 Amen. But I believe God that he's stretching me, he's getting me,
yes.
And me ready for the next place.
Yes.
A cutlass, I believe, is a sword. Amen, that would slice you and dice you. Amen. That's what it is. It's a sword.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, it's a sword. So the father went in and got the sword, and he came back out, and he said to the daughter, I'm surprised that you wanted to marry because, and he wanted to know, how did you manage to break the yoke that he put upon her? And he chased the young man away. If not for the mercy of God, the lady would never have married in her life. So her father put a curse upon her, a yoke upon her, so that she would not be able to marry anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Wow, amen.
So we got to be using wisdom and break those generational curses and
amen.
Things like that that others have put upon us.
Amen, amen.
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 Now, this other thing here I want to share with you, it says, let's talk about Samson. Because Samson had power upon him.
Amen.
And I was just there. Lord, bring me back. Help me, Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise Jesus. Amen. So a lion came upon Samson. Amen. The cutlass is a short sword with a slightly curved blade. It's formerly used by sailors. That's what it is. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Judges 14:16. Let's go there. Judges 14:16. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. Now I'm reading from the God's Word version. The Lord's Spirit came over him with his bare hands. He tore the lion apart as if it were a young goat. He didn't tell his parents what he had done. Now, Samson, all of a sudden, had strength because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
Amen.
Amen. Now, another way to crush oppression is to receive the Spirit of the Lord upon you, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It said in Acts 1:8 that when you have received the power, the Holy Ghost will come upon you. So the evidence of your power is that you have the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
We got a lot of people speaking in tongues and y'all dying and all of that, but they're
yes.
oppressed. So it's something wrong with that scenario. It's something wrong with that picture.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, beloved, if you read your Bible carefully, you will realize that Samson was not muscular or a very huge person. He was just like an ordinary man. When the Spirit of God came upon him, he became unstoppable. Once the power of God comes up in your life, you are a winner.
Amen.
When that power enters into your life, your yoke will break. So those things that have been boasting that they are strong and have been suppressing you will flee. They must go.
Amen.
The devil, the word of God says, resist the devil, he'll flee from you.
Yeah.
Well, you have to have the power in order to resist.
Right, right, right.
So it says, are you ready to receive power from on high? When he comes upon you, your yoke will break and you can suppress your suppressors. When the power from on high rests upon you, you will torture and harass the devil to the utmost.
Yes.
The devil and his demons will fear you like fire fears water.
Amen.
Amen. That really blessed me and it encouraged me this morning. Amen. It encouraged me that when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, the demon must flee.
Amen.
They know when you land on their land. They know when you in the plane. They know when you accept the invite.
Amen. Amen.
They know when the people are just thinking about inviting you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's go here. Another thing I want to share. I'm gonna have to free flow here because it's done. You know. Amen. But the another thing that I want to share is that when the Spirit of the Lord has come upon you, you become a new man. You change. Isaiah, he when he was in the presence of the Lord. Okay, let me go here. Let's talk about the fire. Let me give you this example. I'm getting ahead of myself because I'm excited.
Amen. Amen.
I could do this
on
my. Well, I learned it on my own today. Taught myself between yesterday and today, so it blessed me. So, let me read you this. In the city where the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministries is now located, there was a tree. The people of that community have been worshiping that tree for 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime they wanted to worship this tree, but practically the whole town would be summoned to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately and unfortunately, the Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministries is situated at the back of this tree. So after every service, the pastor in charge of that branch told the congregation to pray one prayer point free of charge for the community. So they said, let the fire of God consume every evil tree in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the fire of God.
Amen.
Amen. So one day they noticed smoke coming out right from the root of the tree.
Uh-huh.
Later it became a great fire. The chief priest was called and they started pouring water on the tree. But the more they poured water on the tree, the more the fire burned. Rain fell, but the fire did not quench, and the tree fell and was destroyed. I pray that every evil tree growing in any life today shall be roasted in the name of Jesus. So we need to say that. Let's just say that. I pray
that
every tree,
that every evil tree in my life
is roasted.
Is roasted.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so the Bible says that on the day of Pentecost, the apostles were all on one accord, and all of a sudden, as they sat together, there was a noise like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole place. And there was a burning tongue of fire on the head of each of them. They were 120. That fire will fall upon you in the name of Jesus, and then their lives will change.
Wow.
So we have people talking about they have the Holy Ghost,
yeah,
but their lives need to be changed.
Amen. Amen.
You think about the fire of God in the Bible. Thank you, Lord. Now you're leading me. Thank you for leading me through this. Amen. One man of God has said that the sign of Christianity is not the cross, but the tongue of fire. When that power comes upon you, you will feel the existence of the Almighty in you. When you walk into a demonic environment, the demons will walk out immediately. And he prays that you would have the power that the apostles had burning in them. Amen. So, the fire is a manifestation of God in the case of the third person of the Godhead, which is the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Fire is an action that reveals God at work in a number of ways. I'm going to share some with you because I have to go back and do a teaching on the fire on the altar. I'm going to do a teaching on that.
Amen.
And so, of the earliest and clearest of these ways is his appearance in a pillar of fire that led the people of Israel out of Egypt and through the Sinai desert. So they followed it. When the pillar moved, they moved. When the pillar cloud didn't move, they did not move.
Amen.
Amen. Another one is, another instance of God's use of fire as an active manifestation of his presence is descending fire down from heaven to consume sacrifices offered up to him on special and unusual occasions. The first of these inaugurated is Aaron's ministry as a priest. And then having blessed the people, Moses and Aaron witnessed the appearance of the glory of the Lord, a striking manifestation of which was fire that came out from the presence of the Lord to consume, amen, the sacrifice is already placed on the altar. That's Leviticus 9:23-24. Amen. Other examples is Gideon. God accepts the offerings of those of Gideon and of the father and the mother of Samson.
Mm-hmm.
And both of these, the Lord is present in the person of the angel who touches the altar. We learned last week about Manoah and his wife, how they prayed and gave the Lord a sacrifice. And the angel of the Lord came down, and when it happened, they was afraid because no one sees the Lord and lives. Amen. Let me talk about this. I know I'm supposed to be talking about oppression, but it just, when the Holy Spirit has come upon us, we receive power.
Amen.
Then when we get into the presence of the Lord or the glory, change must come.
Yes.
I keep thinking about the two women that sat there crying all through service.
Yes.
Because the fire is on the altar here in this house.
Yeah.
They never even made it to the altar. They didn't have to come to the altar because it saturates the atmosphere here.
Amen.
And then how me and Apostle Val could barely stand ourselves.
Amen.
And then Apostle Rose was like, what shall I do? Shall I just pray? Or what? Because it's evident that God is here.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So we know that fire is a form that communicates. First of all, the very presence of God. This is especially evident in the burning bush from which God spoke to Moses. Amen. So it's a form of communication. Exodus 3 and 2. Let's go there. Exodus 3 and 2. I'm going to have to teach this. I know I'm going to teach this. Again, it's going to get in me.
Amen.
Amen. Exodus 3 and 2, it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes off of thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. And he said, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, but he was afraid to look upon God. And so God's presence was there in the fire. The glory of God was in the fire.
Amen.
Amen. It humbled Moses. Amen. And Moses had to recognize that he was standing on holy ground.
Amen.
Amen. And so we have to recognize this place should be packed.
Amen. Amen.
We have to recognize where the holy ground is.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And so fire is the manifestation of God himself because Moses turned away because he was afraid to look at God.
Amen.
It is not always possible to distinguish the presence of God from his glory. For indeed, glory is frequently a figure itself for divine presence. However, a number of passages focus on fire as synonyms. Amen, amen, amen. But we know about the Sinai, the glory of the Lord, looked like a consuming fire. Let's go to Exodus 24:16. Exodus 24:16, and I think I briefly went over these. Amen.
Amen.
Exodus 24:16. It's not a long teach. I thought it was, but it's really not. Exodus 24:16. It says, and the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days, and the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud, and the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Amen. Let's go here to Deuteronomy 5:23-27. Deuteronomy 5:23-27. And it came to pass, when ye heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that ye came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your leaders. And ye said, behold, the Lord your God has showed his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man, and he liveth. Now, therefore, why should we die? This is the children of Israel, okay? For this great fire will consume us. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God any more, then we shall die. Amen. For who is there of us For who is there of all flesh that here hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of into the fire as we have and live? So go down near and hear all that the Lord God shall say, and speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. So we see that the children of Israel were afraid. I don't know if you remember that in the Bible, but the children of Israel, they were nagging and complaining and talking about, why don't God do this, and why don't you and God do this to Moses, and why don't you and God do that, why don't you and God do this? And so Moses is asking God to come talk to him. And so then when God shows up, they can't handle it. So they're fearful that they're going to die. Because when you get into the presence of the Lord, as we saw, and I'm so glad we had the experience, because a lot of churches don't have the experience. We're small but powerful.
Amen.
Small but the glory of the Lord resides here, stays here, dwells here with us.
Amen.
In this place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's here in the midst of us, and no one can take that from us. That he is here in the midst of us, living here,
Amen.
Dwelling here with us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. How the people could not stand, even people raised here in this house could not stand. Amen.
Yeah.
And it's an awesome, awesome experience to have.
Yeah.
Amen. And so they were afraid. It was like, you go deal with God and we'll go back to complaining and whining.
Mm-hmm.
Basically is what they were saying, because they
right.
couldn't deal with it. They couldn't deal with it. Amen.
Amen.
And so the Lord used fire to represent himself a lot. Now, what I like is they give a lot of different distinctions. Amen. So let's go here to Matthew 3:11. Matthew 3:11. Now we know that John the Baptist, he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear.
Yeah.
He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I like how the word of God will confirm itself. So I mean, I was sitting there, I was thinking about everything. I mean, like, we need to stay on fire.
Yes, yes.
We need to stay on fire. Yeah, we're going through, our bodies are being attacked. We're going through some stuff because the devil don't want this word. He don't want us to hear this word.
Amen, amen.
He don't want us to get it in our repertoire that, look, you got power over the power of the enemy.
Right.
The word, this word is saying oppressor, but we have power over the enemy.
Yes, yes.
And we got to begin to utilize it.
Yes.
Amen. So each and every one of us needs to have an encounter with the Holy Ghost. And I ain't talking about talking in tongues and whining all the time, acting like we are powerless.
Amen.
This book was talking to me about Elijah. Elijah was dead, and we know that the people threw a dead man's body on his bones,
uh-huh.
and he was so powerful that the dead man came back to life.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of power we need to be walking in, that
Amen.
The devil will be like, oh man, she's up
yeah.
praying again.
Yeah. yeah.
This is the kind of power we need to have, some fire. I was in Uganda, and the Lord told me, they see the fire on you. And then people will come up to me and say, this, the fire of God is on you. That means
Amen.
The devil don't touch her.
Amen.
And that's what you want.
Yes.
So what goes in comes out. You can tell who's doing what just by the conversation.
Amen.
It says, the fire was still in his bones, and it was enough to raise a dead man. Deep, ain't.
Yes.
If the bone of a dead man had fire in it to raise the dead, is that the kind of person that witches would want to attack? I think not. Is it possible for us to receive the same power from on high to suppress the suppressors to the uttermost? It is. It's possible. Amen. It's not good for someone to be speaking in tongues and still be having dreams of spirit husbands and spirit wives and poverty and frustration, and every single day becomes a day of lamentation for him. Woe is me, and all of that. Many of us say that we have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then why are we still afraid of witches and wizards?
Amen.
Is it because you have not received it? So when will you receive it? Because when you receive it, you will become as bold as a lion. Hello.
Yes.
Do you hear me what I say? Amen. So even our present-day Christians wear clothes and things that they should not wear. That's why we teach that at the school.
Amen.
Amen. God is giving me so many visions right now. It's like a highway right now. So many different avenues in my life. Amen. Our present-day Christians will wear, they wear materials and ornaments that are dedicated to demons without knowing it. They're so naive. Some of their language is house boys. It would be servants. It would be armor bearers. Serpents, and they don't know it, or we don't know it. Others are being surrounded by unfriendly friends, and they don't know it. We need to use wisdom with who's in our inner circle, who's eating our food, who's with us. It's like he gave a good example that they were on a fast, a dry fast, and the girl's friend decided she wouldn't go fast.
Right.
Amen. She decided she wouldn't go fast. A fast is a fast.
Amen.
I mean, I tell y'all, you gotta use wisdom. You can do a 1 day fast. You can do, a 1 meal fast. You can, even if I thought for a Daniel fast, you could say, well, I think it was Chastity. She said I did 3 days fast. Her and her husband, we would do, 21 days, maybe 7 days sometimes. They would do 3 days with nothing. No water, no food, nothing. And the kids would only eat vegetables, so the whole house was fasting. I had to honor that because that's their fast.
Yes, yes.
My spiritual mother, as powerful as she is, she does 1 meal. She said she's stepping back, and she said, Mother, how do you do? She said, I don't do that type of a fast because I say I do 3 meals and I just do vegetables, no meat. You know,
right.
And she said, I don't do that. What do you do? I'm like, I know she's powerful. Cause I'm hard on myself.
Amen.
I'm hard on myself. I do each time I fast. I think I need to do 40 days with no food.
Mm-hmm.
I've done two. I've done it.
Amen.
Jesus did it once.
Amen.
Can't get no help in here.
Amen.
I've done it. Stomach and back fighting. Where the food? I've done it. I've done that.
Amen. Amen.
I did 40 days with just vegetables.
Uh-huh.
I've done it.
Amen.
21 days, done that.
Amen.
And I didn't know what to think when people told me, you've already done your 40-day fast. You've already completed some things. Do something else.
Mm-hmm.
I was just them like, I couldn't comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see it as punishing myself. I seen it as wanting to hear God more, wanting something from God, wanting to be closer to his presence. I equivalated with getting closer to him. Now, when I pray, I don't pray all the whole 3 hours. I pray, I listen, I open my word, I pray more, I listen. And then just like I was just up here, he done showed me like 20 different visions while I'm ministering.
Amen.
So how you pray and communicate with God is between you and God.
Amen.
The way you do it is the way you do it. And the way I can't, I'm not you.
Amen.
So we don't want to box nobody in and say, you're not. No, I am. Evident, I have fruit.
Yes.
I have sons and daughters.
Yes.
These signs shall follow them that believe in my name.
Yes, yes.
Signs the one to follow me.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. And so when the fire is upon you, now I'm not trying to hurt nobody in here because y'all do come to me at times. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the devil knows what's coming out your mouth. Whatever you release, you cannot go back and get it.
Right.
The prince of air is waiting like he follows
right.
you.
Right.
He may be flying around, fluttering.
Uh-huh.
He got a little, he said, stay over there and watch her. He had a one in purple, watch her. Uh-huh. So she releases it and bring it.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all think about it, when you read my book on demons when I was in the forest and my friends didn't want me to go back and see all these moths that was flying, which is related to Beelzebub, the order of the flies. Anything that flies, the wings, is related to Beelzebub. I said, flies. It may be, gotta look that. I'm gonna let you look it up and let me know. And they said, woman of God, do you want to go back and view them? I said, no. They took and ran. Anything with wings was attacking, was coming. Went to the ATM, the whole floor was covered with them. But in the night, in the night, the whole bathroom floor was covered with them. And I was supposed to be the first one to go in and see it. But Apostle Mother McLean, Barbara McLean was the first one to go see it, and she said, he knows your secret. She was sitting on top of her bed. She said, he knows, and I had not said nothing to her about it.
Wow.
At all. I didn't say nothing. She went in the car with us. God told her. Because
uh-huh.
I know she went in there, she said, why is all these flies? And the Lord said, the devil's after her. She came and told me, the devil knows your secret. Because I released it. I did.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Uh-huh. So definitely not here. Not when you go to other places. Don't release stuff. Why would you just give the enemy your weakness?
Right.
He's going to use it against you.
Amen.
So I got attacked. That happened, the floor, and then I had to go to the ATM because my spiritual son was coming from Kenya, so I had to get money. And the whole ATM that they like, it's like about this big. And it has a, in quotes, it's bigger than, for those of you on the TV and those of you on the radio, it's like the equivalent of probably 3 back in the day telephone booths. You have to go in, open the door, and go in. The door was cracked, so the light was there, so all these bugs thought they was getting out, but it was actually going in. So everywhere you look, it was just bugs about this size with wings on.
Wow.
Like flying bugs, black bugs, everywhere. My flesh began to break into hives, and I began to say, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
He's my protector. And I began to pray in tongues, and I walked in there. And my friend Rose, I met her when she stayed here.
Uh-huh.
I got the money out of here and came out as soon as they was popping under our feet, and she was looking at me. She said, "Woman of God, you can make it. You can make it. You can make it." And I said, "Devil, you ain't got no new tricks. I'm gonna make it."
Amen.
And I walked out of there. And then the next night I had to preach. And I'm up, and we are at the crusade. Well, you're in the war now. You're in the army now.
Uh-huh.
I'm at the crusade up on this platform, and here comes, guess what? A swarm. A flying bug, right while I'm up preaching. What you think you're going to run?
Amen.
I had to stand there and get through that test.
Amen.
And I was stepping on them, crushing them underneath my feet. It
Amen.
Said,
Amen.
The only power that can suppress the suppressor is the power from on high.
Amen.
Anytime a greater power comes against a lesser power, the lesser power must bow at the matter of necessity.
Amen.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Amen.
Amen. So if he says, your life will become too hot for the enemy to handle, for the enemy to live in. Oh, that the power from on high would enter into our bones as it did Elijah.
Yeah.
Be on fire so
yeah.
that the devil knows, don't come this way. You treading, you're going in the wrong path. You better go back.
Amen.
You better go back the other direction. So we have to wake up and become very serious. You're not the only one that was delayed.
Uh-huh.
That's why I said, just stay calm. It's all right. You're not. It's a topic.
Amen.
Because it's coming in a different, just get a CD, $5.
Amen.
It's simple. But you got to just calm yourself. Well, I'll just get a CD. I'll just go listen to it on the radio.
Amen. Amen.
You got to get there. Don't let him stretch you. Apostle ain't going to worship. What Apostle going to do? It's okay.
Amen.
You got to have it in your repertoire.
Amen.
Yes, it's okay. I'm still going to make it.
Amen.
Amen. So there's a man, there's an example here where there's a man, he was beating his wife on a regular. It was a woman beat, a wife beat. So he was so violent that he didn't realize, and he was unaware that the man he was laying his hands on was the devil when he had horns. So he laid spiritually. But you got to be able to discern, amen?
Amen.
So he laid his hands on it, and his hands were punctured. And his hands were bleeding. And he was unable to use his hands for, like, I think a year or two.
Amen.
Yeah. So, you know, he had to get his life together.
Amen.
So that would preach you don't want to be bleeding while you're working.
Yeah.
Amen. He began to pray violently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, this is what we need to do is get some mad prayers going.
Amen.
I have a meeting with y'all real soon, but we need some mad prayers going. Like, we lost our mind prayers going. And what we need to do and mean it.
Amen.
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 It took him a year for his hands to be active again. He couldn't use his hands. His hands were pierced. And it says, perhaps you still waste your time dancing every Sunday when witchcraft powers are pursuing you, or you are on the side of witches who are the cause and are in charge of your problems. You really need deliverance from the suppressor. You are to suppress them. We are to suppress the suppressor.
Right.
Each and every one of us needs to have a divine encounter with the Holy Ghost. After such an encounter, your life can never be the same. You ought to know that as a Christian, you are a champion in your school, your workplace, and wherever you live.
Amen.
You should not be a spiritual coward. You must know that until that power from on high comes upon you, you will continue to be suppressed by the enemy.
Amen.
I believe God that you can pray like a mad person. He will deliver you. Remember, Apostle, I command the east wind to come and blow. Blow in this place. Blow your power in this place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of, amen, we got to get there.
Amen.
That authority.
Amen.
We got to do that. We got to begin to do it more. I want to hear it. Amen. I'm going to be involved too. Amen. We're going to do it. Some violence. Some violent, mad, and mean it. You know, you need an African to help you. She said, what you need, Apostle, is someone to pull you through. I said, you pull me through. You do it. And she washed my feet and dried my feet and anointed my feet. And she said, I pull you out. And I felt like I had a new birth. Like I went through the canal. My body, I was like, in the name.
Amen.
For those of you on the CD and the radio, it felt like I was walking all crushed. My body felt like it had been through a womb experience. Yes, it does work. It does work. Amen. And so, after such an encounter, your life would never be the same. You ought to know that as a Christian, you are a champion. You must know that until the power from on high comes upon you, you will continue to be suppressed. Amen.
Amen.
I believe, God, that if you pray like a mad person, he will deliver you. I believe it too.
Yes.
In this world, before you can achieve anything to make your life move forward, you have to run a little bit mad. Somebody must want a first-class degree from the university, and he reads 7 hours a day. He wants it. He reads it because he wants it. We go to school, we do our homework because we want it.
Amen.
I study. I want to be honest in front of you, so I study for it. I want to please God, so I study for it.
Amen.
Anything you want, you do.
Amen.
So that's kind of madness. To achieve the unbelievable, you need to do the unusual, the unimaginable. Jesus said, you shall receive power from on high. So you must try to possess this power to set yourself free. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that we are seated in heavenly places. So if we're seated in heavenly places, why are we lacking power?
Yeah.
Ain't it good?
Yeah.
Man, this thing is so simple, but it's true.
Yeah.
Everything Apostle was saying was true.
Yeah.
The exchange was true.
Yeah,
the woman did exchange babies. And people come in and exchange our ministry for theirs. They come and hear your version of your vision, and then they'll start working your vision.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I don't know how it's going to turn out for you because that was mine.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You got to use wisdom sharing everything with everybody. Everybody ain't your apostle.
Amen.
Everybody ain't even your friend or sister in the Lord. They just look like it. They got on a uniform, a mask.
Amen. Amen.
And they waiting to just pounce on you. I'm going to go do that.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yep. Yeah. It's true.
I forgive them and keep on going. They call me for stuff. I bless them. Okay. And they say, you don't need to do your school that long. They go do their school that long with the same materials I use.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me to stop. I'm not in nobody's way.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm not hating on nobody. You do what you do, and I'm going to do what I do.
Amen.
I already got evidence. I produce good fruit. You do
it.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, again, to suppress means to put under oppression. It means to be tortured by the devil beyond human comprehension. And in these last days, the devil has put many Christians under his false authority. It's false.
Amen.
Amen. He has limited many lives and destinies by force and by deceit. He has built a stronghold with which he has captured and caged many, many people.
Mm-hmm.
So the devil has suppressed many to the point of madness. Not madness as in praying madness. But oppression makes you mad. We learned that the scripture said that last week.
Yes.
Many Christians today have lost faith in the absolute power of God because they have been suppressed for too long. The devil prevents people from expressing themselves and their emotions in prayer. He uses deceit to prevent people from growing spiritually, financially, and materially. Let me think about studying. Everything begins to happen. So now I know. Get up, turn off your phone.
Yeah.
Turn up. Don't even turn on the TV and unplug it because it will come on by itself. Got time for that.
Amen.
So the devil prevents people from expressing themselves and their emotions in prayer. Why not? I'll cry in prayer. I'll just start crying, even just start praying.
Yeah.
Father God, you know I love you.
Yeah.
You know I love you.
Yeah.
I will. Go in. Oh, I will go in crying. Forgive me.
Amen.
Yeah, y'all ain't no more laughs. You're anymore laughs. You're like, Lord, is she crying for real, Jesus? Bless her, Pop. We are going to learn the type of power that we have.
Amen.
I'm telling you all this. They're going to get it. Just like we have fire on the altar. Now we're seeing people put fire on the altar.
Uh-huh.
Now you're going to see people saying time of release, time of favor, which that's on the flyer, time of favor.
Uh-huh.
Then you're going to see, I don't know, whatever else is coming. I'm saying that to say that we're in the vein of what God is doing.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Be deceived by what's not here. They're coming.
Amen. Amen.
I know of three people that contacted me.
Amen.
So we just need to pray a release of those that belong to this house.
Amen.
I don't want no false children coming back here causing no havoc on nobody.
Amen.
No false children.
Amen.
No witches, no warlocks coming here unless they want deliverance.
Amen.
True deliverance. So that means if they're here, they want deliverance.
Amen.
That's what that means.
Amen.
So that's our prayer. That's our prayer assignment.
Amen.
Well, y'all, you can post that, Caroline, that we need to pray that all children assigned to this house, sons and daughters, will return immediately. Only true sons and daughters. Be specific. Only true sons and daughters will return to this house. And any sons and daughters that God wants to send us will return to this house, will come to this house now. We command a release on them in Jesus' name. Well, we're going to do some of these prayer points right here that he has. So many Christians have today have lost faith in the absolute power of God because they have been suppressed for too long. The devil prevents people from expressing themselves or their emotions. I said that. He cuts short development, which he believes is dangerous for his hold up on his captives. You need to understand this so that very soon when it is time for you to pray, you should pray like a wounded lion. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning pray. Help!
Yes.
Ah!
Yes.
You should liberate yourself from the seemingly inescapable captivity of the enemy. Amen. So we ready? We got 8 points. Eight is a good number.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all gonna pray with me?
Amen.
I ain't gonna hold back. I'm hey. Well, I can show you better. Amen. Thou power from on high. Repeat that.
Okay. Thou
power from on high.
Come upon my life.
Come upon my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Power from on high.
Power from on high.
Come upon my life.
Come upon my life.
Now.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let the power of God.
Let the power of God.
Locate me.
Locate me.
By fire.
By fire.
Now.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Let
Jesus.
The power of God.
Let the power of God.
Locate me now.
Locate me now.
By fire.
By fire.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You oppressor.
You oppressor.
And suppressor of my life.
And suppressor of my
I
life.
I command you to die.
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 I command you
I receive my deliverance. Now. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus'
name.
In Jesus' name.
Suppression.
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 And oppression.
And oppression.
And depression.
And depression.
I command you to go.
Command you to come out, up and out, go, We break your power. We break your power.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on out. Not one of you shall remain. 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 Not one of you, all you hiding ones. You hiding demons. You hiding the imps. Come on up out of there. Come on up out of there. It's in your thought process. You don't talk about it, but you think it. You think on it too long. Say, Lord, I repent for my thoughts. For so a man thinketh, so is he. I ask you to forgive me to any unclean thoughts. And I will focus my mind on pure thoughts. I declare I have the mind of Christ. Come on, forgive yourself. I forgive me for unclean thoughts. In Jesus' name. I command you to come out of forgiveness. I break your hold. Come on out. On three. One, two, three. Go out. Go. Go. Out in Jesus' name. Go. Out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Come out.
Come out.
Go.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Break agreement. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. We will not take it back.
Amen.
We won't take it
feel
back.
Better? Amen. Father God, we bring this deliverance to a close right now. We love you. We love you both. We love you both.
Amen.
We bring this deliverance to a close right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you showed up and you showed out, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that others will come, oh God, that we hear the testimonies of deliverance in this house, how your glory rules and reigns in this house, how your love rules and reigns in this house. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Love you, lady. We'll go ahead and raise the offering. Amen.
Yeah, go ahead and raise the offer. I'll make it. I can pull it in the record.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We about to pray.
Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
we bless you, we thank you, we honor you. Glory to your name, glory to your name, glory to your name, glory to your name. Glory, glory, glory,
hallelujah, Lord God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord God.
Hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus, that you stopped by here tonight.
Yes, Lord God.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Oh, God.
Running over in the name of Jesus. Cause men, glory to
the bosom of our apostle in this ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless those, God, that desire to give, those that have given glory to God, and those that have not to give, that they will have seed to sow abundantly, and it will return some 30, glory to God, some 60, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalm 90. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 100. In the mighty name of Jesus. To the filled, to the full, and to the overflow. In the mighty name of Jesus. We declare and decree prosperity in this house. In every bucket, every bath. Glory to God. And every pocket will be filled to the full, to the overflow. And the seed will accomplish that which you have ordained it to do.
You reign.
Increase. Increase. The oppressor is not. The oppressor is over. Annihilated. Fire. Ah, Chateau. Castle. In the mighty name of Jesus. We decree liberty and freedom. In the mighty name of Jesus.
We pray.
We're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank everyone for joining in on the call line. I want to thank everyone for joining in on our show tonight. Hallelujah.
We want to thank everyone for joining in on our show tonight. We pray that you were blessed.
Amen.
Amen. It was oppression number two. Amen. Suppress these suppressors. Amen. Give God praise to those of you that came out in person. And we want you all to have a good evening and a safe journey home. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.